Yes, comrade, the new people echo in unison. Each family will be assigned a house in the village. Those who do not get a house today will be built one tomorrow. Your first work assignment is to build houses for each other. Yes, comrade. Children in our society will not attend school just to have their brains cluttered with useless information. They will have sharp minds and fast bodies if we give them hard work. The Ankar cannot tolerate laziness. Hard work is good for everyone. Any kind of schooling, carried out by anyone, without the government's approval, is strictly forbidden. Yes, comrade. All right. You can sit down and wait while we make arrangements for your housing. The chief spits into the dirt in front of us again and walks away. As soon as he is out of sight, the nervous crowd separates to seek out shaded areas to rest. I lie down on a mat that Ma has spread out next to Chu and fall asleep. I wake up many hours later to the sound of people whispering nearby. When my eyes focus, I see that a large crowd has gathered a few feet from us, and Pa disappears into it. He comes back moments later and reports that a family, a doctor from Phnom Penh with his wife and their three children, have committed suicide by swallowing poison. Though we are all supposed to be equal, there are nonetheless three levels of citizenship in the village. The first-class citizenry comprises the chief, who has authority over the whole village, his aides, and the Khmer Rouge soldiers. They are all base people and the Khmer Rouge cadres. They have the power to teach, police, judge, and execute. They make all decisions, work details, food rations per family, severity of punishment. They are the eyes and ears of the Ankar at the local level. They report all activities to the Ankar and have full power to enforce the Ankar's law. Then there are the base people. If the first-class citizens are the all-powerful, brutal teachers, the base people are the bullies who work closely with them. Though they are not omnipotent like the first-class citizenry, they lead almost autonomous lives away from the prying eyes of the soldiers. They live in their own houses on the other side of the village, separate from us. The base people do not eat communally or work with the new people. However, they are often seen on our side of the village, patrolling the area and telling us what to do. Many are related to the first-class citizens and keep the chief informed of our day-to-day activities. The new people are considered the lowest in the village structure. They have no freedom of speech and must obey the other classes. The new people are those who lived in cities and have been forced out to the villages. They cannot farm like the rural people. They are suspected of having no allegiance to the Ankar and must be kept under an ever-watchful eye for signs of rebellion. They have led corrupt lives and must be trained to be productive workers. To instill a sense of loyalty to the Ankar and break what the Khmer Rouge views as an inadequate urban work ethic, the new people are given the hardest work and the longest hours.